talked after the game last night. You were hopeful that you'd be able to dress the same crew as you did last night. Is that the case here tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have everybody in.
When you look back, you've had a chance again to enjoy that Dallas game. What stands out for you 24 hours later as you try and maybe carbon copy that game tonight?
Well, I think that's what stands out. It was very similar to a game in Dallas. We played a solid game in Dallas and couldn't find the back of the net, and we were a little better with it there. But the work level, the compete, and the adherence to a five-man game plan was the same.
Can you carry over some of that momentum from last night against a team that hasn't played in 6 days?
Well, we're going to see one of two things very probably. They're going to either come out incredibly hot and rested, or a little bit off because they haven't been in a game. So either way, you've got to be ready to play your game, ready to go. They've got a good lineup here, and it'll be a challenge.
Well, you want to see what Kyle would learn from sitting. How do you think the way he handled it? How do you like the way
good.
He handled
it? He good. He simplified a lot of what he tried to do with the puck, and when he got his chance, he made the most of it.
You're able to see your club against Central Division clubs. Paul, how do you think they fared? Did you feel a sense of something different when you play those? When you play Dallas twice and even prior to this one?
After you get to know them, at the midpoint of the year, after you've seen everybody, the game always changes a little bit. They've got a different set of players and some new coaching, so we'll see a different game than we're used to seeing against this team, but still a learning process.
A bit of a broken record with Patrick because he sort of continues to do things right from the get-go, but how do you continue to get him rolling where he doesn't maybe have one of those down times, kind of like Nick had last year?
Every player does, and that's true of the elite scorers. We don't spend a whole lot of time talking about when he should shoot the puck or how he should shoot the puck. He's still learning the game. He's learning the league, what he can get away with, what he needs to simplify. The offensive parts of his, there's nothing I'm going to teach him about that. He's got that already.
Obviously, scheduled is one of the reasons for not going back-to-back, but was the higher shot volume a factor too, or was this always going to be Michael's game?
He had a lot of work. He had enough work. He feels good about his game. Mike played really well against Toronto, and he played really well, I thought, in Dallas. He might want the last one back, but it's the exact same goal that went in on Connor. So, we were splitting these games and be very close to the plan unless something changes and all these back. We've got six sets in this block. So,
what did Marco do to earn the call-up? I'm talking to Pascal.
He's competed on the puck well, One of the things, and this is maybe a bit more of a Central Division theme, being able to hang on to the puck is important. They get a little heavier, a little bigger bodies, and I guess he's been doing that quite well.
I would say career high for Adam Lowry. What did you like about his game that got him a little extra
he's moving,
ice time?
His speed. He's skating now at this point of the year the way he was at the end of his last two seasons, and he's making some plays with some confidence. That line has been just so solid for us, very consistent in their last four games.
You talked about not having Brian Little, but knowing the time frame now, does that allow you to focus in a little bit, knowing what you need for that period of time at all?
Well, no, I think we're trying to structure our lines to put everybody in a roles that they can handle and we can have success with. You can look forward, a month out and say, yeah, Brian will be back probably in that period of time, but you have no idea what your lineup's going to look like at that either with other injuries. So we don't look too far down the road.
I know Dustin came back to finish the game, but he's okay after the hard time.
He's fine.